Just Daniel Shane of Yeshua Falik. Okay, Harav, I apologize for today. So we make Tashluma now. Okay. So we're continuing. Last week we started the Melachim Hotzah, and we're beginning with the Hagdara of Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi writes here on the Vav and Ralph on page 1, Rishus HaRabim, Mashma, Rochav, Sheshesre Amma. So that everyone holds. It has to be 16 Ammas wide, so like 30-ish feet. V'yeshem Mitzuyim Ba Shishim Ribo. And it has to be a city that has 600,000 people. V'ein Bachoma. Right, you can't have a Choma. O Shehoya, Rishus HaRabim Shalom Chuvim Mishar L'Shar, Shem Mefulash Domo L'Digle Midbar. And the other pshat is it has to have a street that goes from one side of the city to the other side of the city, from Mishar L'Shar. And Bez Hashem, in the future Shirim, will go through what exactly does that mean, Mefulash L'Shar L'Shar. But now, this idea of 600,000 is not in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says it has to be Tezayin Amma, so that everyone agrees to. That's why, Rav Aaron Cutler, these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Aaron Cutler always wanted that in America, we should be, all you need is Tezayin Amma. And Rav Moshe was the Mako. Most of people think Rav Moshe was Machmir and Erevin, he asked this, Erev, that. No, Rav Moshe was a Mako. He said that, no, Tezayin Amma shouldn't be the only requirement, like Rav Aaron wanted the din should be, but you should be makel that you should also require shishim ribo, which is a kula, means it's an added requirement. But if you don't have that, then it's not a shus harabim, and then you can build your eruv. That's what it boils down to.
And I'm sorry, where does that come from?
So shishim ribo is not in the Gemara. It's the Bahag has it. It's in Gaonim, in some Rishonim. And that's from the Midbar, from the...
How did Rav Aaron propose such a thing? All the Arabian that existed, all the generations in Europe, you had this phenomenon.
Right. Meaning, they were Makel because there wasn't Shishim Ribo.
So that would be Ramesh's sheet. Well, what was Rav Aaron's sheet? To say that alone is enough to make it a Rishus HaRabim.
It could be like something Rav Geli once told me, that, Rav Aaron agrees that there is a sheet of, as it's a day in the Shulchan Aruch, but the question is, they thought, as Rav Gili said, that in those days that you didn't have basic needs in your own house. Like, they had to go to the bakery to get, my grandmother tells me, they thought that maybe the tzorach to rely on this sheet is not as great anymore. That could,
The shtetls are probably okay, the big cities that were a problem.
No, but the shtetls also had they probably had
Tezai. They had a road. A road is going to be that wide.
Really? A shtetl road?
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be paved.
Depends on the size of the shtetl.
Horses don't get narrower in small shtetls, Two horses with wagons have to pass.
Okay.
Oh.
I was talking about the horses.
Now, Yeshua's Malko, the next page, he saw Yeshua Mikutna. He was one of the great Achronim. So he has a tshuva here. Higiani. We have the train that goes from one city to another. Who yored ba'orach kama meos parsos, goes for several hundred parsos. Efshar shemikri shishim ribo mitzuyin kame shenimtza haderech lahomi sheirtza lisa baderech ahu. Uva'orach haderech mitzuyim shishim ribo. That's what the Shoyal was saying. So he says that maybe That area is the Rishus HaRavim, where the train goes. Yedidi, so he's responding to him. Yedidi, Tchilo Tzorich Ani Lahodia, Ki Aderech Vada Lo Mikri Rishus HaRavim, Me'achar Sha'anoshim Yoshvim B'toch Agolos, Mesubovim B'dal Tfonis V'tikra, U'poshet Zezer Rishus HaYochid Gemura. Rafil Karmelis Lo Mikri. In other words, so this is the Shita that holds that the cars don't count for the 600,000, because 600,000 has to be pedestrians. Because if you're in another rishus, so how do you affect the other rishus? In other words, you're enclosed in a different rishus, so then that shouldn't have bearing on the street, because
Zoruk.
Yeah.
Also,
we ask about
that
goal. So he says, people are in a different rishus. Mesubavim medal defanas v'tikra, u'pachur zozer rishus hayachil gemura. So therefore, he says, v'afil karmel sol mikri, im heyos ki haderech sheboyin laha banhoif yeshlom. That's when you come to the train station. Yesh lo beis mechitzas gemur, shnei mechitzas perutzos. Whereas there's a mechitza on one side, there's a mechitza on the other side. The two mechitzas. And then the other side is, there's nothing there. That's where the train goes. Shnei mechitzas perutzos be'emsa be'orach reshus harabim. Komokam mishvil zeh lo nishtana hadin mishnos kedim sheyakol haderech ha'melech v'lo misigas ha'barz al-fikein lo mikri reshus harabim the Das Rabim, the Kavasai, and Naktinan.
Where do we get the concept of 600,000 for Stratia? The Rishonim would say the 600,000 say the Mavim Mepolish.
Yeah.
So this is assuming the train is not a Mavim Mepolish, if anything, it's a Stratia.
Right.
So, who says there's a din of 600,000 by
Stratia? Right, so that we discussed last week.
What's
Stratia
again, a courtyard?
Stratia is a derech that goes from one city to the next.
But we talked about the 600,000?
Yeah. There's a discussion of the Ramban, what your point is making. So he says...
And the conclusion is
so when correct. He says here, one second, when he says, Poshet Shazer Rishus Hayachid Gemura, what is he talking about? Talking about the area where the train goes. So he's saying, first of all, the people are not in the street, they're in a different Rishus.
The
then when he says, Poshet Shazer Rishus Hayachid Gemura, I feel Karmelis Lo Mikri, is because why? Because you have mechitzas. Kederach shabayim lamenu yejol shtei mechitzas gemuros, shtei mechitzas prutzos beemtza. So you have two and two, full two on the right and the left, full mechitzas, and then where the train is going, there's still mechitzas also. It's just there's an opening for the train to go. Kol mokom b'shvil zel non shtana hadin mishnos kenem shayakol haderach hamelch v'lo mesilas habarzel. Even before there was a train there, Afal Pike Lo Mikri Rishus HaRabim Das Rabim Kavasayim Naktinan. Then he writes what you said, Yonasan of Emes, Shilborim Kosov Dadrachim Am Fuloshim Layoros Mikri Rishus HaRabim Lo Be'inishir Shishim Riba Bokimbo B'chol Yom. And he says that the drachim that are lead to the different cities, interstate, whatever, that doesn't even need Shishim Ribo.
Right, so therefore that would make it a problem.
Right. Yeah. That would make it a but in the, he's saying in that area where the train is going, it has mechitzas.
He's saying the question's not relevant. The question
was based on it. Right, but the point that he's making, before he gets to the mechitzas part, he says that it's not going to, for sure it's not going to be Rishus HaRabim, the rabbim are in cars, in the train.
Why could not Israel? I don't get this. Why could not? What, just because they're in the train, that's going to deal with the 600,000 if we're talking about a street.
So you see, so this tshuva, the Yeshua's Malka, was one of the makoros for those that want to be makel, but based on the fact that the, you know, even if they're rabbim, but the rabbim who are transversing this area are going in cars and not in, you know.
They're not part of the Rishus HaRabim. They're in their own Rishus
HaYalkim. I understand that, but that logic makes sense if we're talking about a Mobi and Pol. If we're talking about a Scratchy, that's not the same logic in this whole thing.
Right.
So if that's the case, you might get a pool by cars, but you'll...
Yeah, okay.
But
he's just saying...
will be a home.
Right. Okay.
He addressed both.
Right, right. But he's saying... Right, right. Okay.
And
yeah, okay. Now, the Beis Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who's the big makel in Erevin. Rav Steinwurzel was, he called a shul after him, as he was a descendant of the Beis Ephraim, I was told. So he also speaks about this on page 6. Beis Ephraim was known as the makel, that you could build Erevin in big cities. The Mishkan of Yaakov was the machmir, that you can't build Erevin in big cities. So he says, "Od yesh mokam iti ladun bedover chadash." Shenir l'nias daitid hadam rinam shaderch slul rabim shabokim sham hasei rishus harabim lo nemer ela b'holchei regel. Aval lo nichtas bichlal ze haroche vayoshev bekorim. So he says even differently. If you're on a horse or you're on the wagon, you know, so that's a different word. In other words, because if you're on the, you know, that's not a Rishus HaYachid, and if you're just on a horse. And what is he basing on? The Fima Shakosov and Beis Yosef, Simon Reish Samachvav, the Rochev, Leke Isser Tchumen, Shem the Ein Tchumen L'mal HaMiyud. There's Ein Tchumen L'mal HaMiyud Tfachim, so if you're going Chutz L'Tchum in a way that you're above 10 Tfachim off the ground, then there's no Tchumen. Kein Ein Zeh HaRochev Mavatel Mechitzas, Shem Mechitzas, because so you're in a different, you're higher above the ground level, so therefore, if a person is going through the mechitzos, with the opening of the mechitzos, he won't be vatal the mechitzos, because he's not in the same level of the mechitzos. Mechitzos are from the ground up. He's on something that's 10 tefachim off the ground, where he's sitting on the horse. So even though it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a Mokum Ptur. After Shafim Fi Mashakos and Magarvam Cholakal Beis Yosef, he laid the Rochev Kimahalak Tami, the Yitchumin. In other words, others disagree and say that Rochev is Kimahalak Tami, so therefore it is Tchumin by Rochev. Have like Ilhum Halech, Ishnom the Heimlin Sheikhol or the Matsma Isr Tchumen. So that could be that the person has an Isr Tchumen. Avaloma Sheyvato Amechitzas Lezeh, Esher came to Koponim Hu Mahalech Lamalam Yud, Shasham Ain Tzarech Umechitzas, Lotzia Michal Rishus Harabim. So there's no Rishus Harabim Lamalam Yud, so therefore he's not in the Rishus Harabim either. So therefore, he's mufka from the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore lobadle mechitzas l'mata miyud b'hachis. So a person who's going l'mala miyud tfachim, he's not going to mevatel the mechitzas that are only relevant for the first 10 tfachim off the ground, because that's where the Rishus HaRabim is. So he's in a place that's not in that area. So even though he's not necessarily in Rishus HaYachid, but he's l'mal miyud, that's he says like that. And mikol shekein biyoshe b'karon. Dafel lefi ma shekosav v'yisiyosu v'tchum v'rochav dal v'havik ha'ar samichto. Mikol mokam l'inyaz apshit v'shein lo mor bodu v'vat al-mechit v'shein biyoshe b'agol v'agol hi Rishus HaYachid la'atzma. So that's the Yeshua's Malko Svara. So he has two Svaras. L'mal miyud is one Svara. And cars today are closed. So,
is that now, 10 feet off the ground?
not 10 feet, 10 tefachim.
Oh, trucks.
Yeah, with trucks. Yeah. Afi magala atzma ina gavoa yud. Beloha galgalim. Mestapika magad vrom shem havi karmos. Omen winyan hadi don. Near the beloha chayin chakim nukal mokum. Sha adam yoshev lamala miyud. So he says, a person is lamala miyud. So even if he's riding bikes, even if he had 60 shishi rebo in the, yeah, you know, if you ever saw it, the clip of the, I always like to say over the clip, from the Monkach Chasana, you see how, someone must have it on their phone here, you see how they all came to the Chasana, they were all like riding, like, you ever see it? Yeah.
From when?
From the famous Munkacha, Chasalaz's daughter married the Baruch Rabinowitz. And then he was a shnickel Tzioini, so then they have the whole thing. That's why this, the Heintike Rebbe is the grandson. They skipped, he recently passed away.
The Heintike?
No, not the Heintike.
His father.
His father, yeah. His father.
Heintike?
Heintike is the present.
The wedding from the 30s?
Yeah, this is a famous and then you have the famous speech that the Rebbe gave at the wedding, the Michas Halozer. Mm. He was shrying about Chil Shabbos in America. Mm. That was a whole, we have to see it. It's just fascinating to see a clip from that wedding, you know. So that reminded me, you know, the Susim and the Kronos. So he says,
I was in Vacation Village last summer. There's a family who was there, I think, who
was at the wedding?
No, who were, yeah. I think they must be Rabinoviches or something like that. They're like Mishtam Orthodox people.
From the...
very from Teaneck people.
Uh-huh.
Stam from Yonkosholazit, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Not all human, unfortunately, in Shemeshah.
They got out.
That's
not good.
So these two achronim were of the opinion that so the cars of today, if say shus hayachid, so then they wouldn't be tzarif. So the question is that too much of a chiddush or no? And the Marsham also has a discussion because he speaks about that the Beis Ephraim says you need 600,000 people going down the street every day. So the Marsham says. Here, on page 10, he says, "Of Gufa Dorakra Yoshev of Duchu Zorav Hashoyel, the Shud Beis Ephraim, Peratzel Chadish Eina Kavana Sheikh." So the Rav Hashoyel in the Beis Ephraim, not the Beis Ephraim himself, he wanted to say, "No, Eina Kavana Sheikh Ichnasu Shishim Ribo, Shei Muchan Mufkar Musukun Lakach." You don't need that. The 600,000. It means as long as this road services 600,000 who live in the vicinity. But the Beis Ephraim said no. You need 600,000 actually being there.
According to the Beis Ephraim, it was good.
Yeah.
What's the
chance? After. Yeah. Okay. We'll put it on the recording. So then he writes, so look what he writes on page 10, Lachain, Lanias Daiti, Ainshim Hechrach Mizel Litchos Didrei Beis Ephraim. He says, no, the Beis Ephraim is right, not the Shoyal. Chol Iyer She'ein Motzui She'evru Bar Shishim Ribro B'yom Echad, Ein Lo Din Rishus Arabim. Frat She'ein Drachim Shel Mekevus HaBarzel Rokom. He says, so he says that no, he needs The Marsham says, like the Beis Rami, you need 600,000 actually every day. And then he says, but any that it's not a Rishus HaRavim, Rufrat She'ein B'drachim Shel Merkeves HaBarzel Rochav Tezayin Amo. But he says that it could be that where the train went was not, you know, if you have just one train, one, you know, the size of one train, it's not Tezayin Amo. Yam Yinishi HaDerech Be'ir Mefulash B'Shar L'Shar of Velecha.
I'm confused by this. He's holding
that
a train could be a Rishus HaRabim here? What do you mean by that?
No, he's saying that the reason it's not a Rishus HaRabim because you need 600,000 and you don't have it. But if you have, because he's saying Lakula. In other words, the Shoyl on the base of Ephraim says that you don't need 600,000 on the road. You just need that the road services 600,000 people. So that means there's six in the vicinity, and then the road will service the 600,000, even if they're not there on a daily basis.
And the tracks would serve as a road.
Right, yes. Exactly.
Well, yeah, but since he's being rebuttal the idea of the track serving as a road,
right.
Mainly you don't ever have to see that.
Yeah, but if he...
And he says anyway, and it's not Tezayin Amo.
Where did he say Tezayin Amo? I go back to what I said before. The Talach of Tezayin Amo is Mavim Polish. The Sarafi doesn't need to have Tezayin Amo.
Okay.
Doesn't?
Okay.
Would you say that?
Why would it need it?
Yeah, Rav Shechter holds like you. Legabe, the...
Two separate dinim.
Okay. He holds that the Stratia is the ultimate Rishus HaRabim, and because that's Derech Holech Meir Le'ir, and that doesn't necessarily require all the halachas of... Because that's the essence. And the things in the city are not the essence, but they become, they come Rishus HaRabim once they have the requirements. But not everyone agrees, we'll see. So it's interesting, but let me ask you a question. The question that people ask, and maybe you have any suggestions, is it Shaykh, or has it ever been Shaykh that there was a road that literally 600,000 people were there?
When? What does that mean? Every day?
Every day.
Per day?
Sunday on Fifth Avenue, every time you have a parade.
Every day, all young.
Broadway every day? People go.
Yeah, Broadway every day? Yeah.
I mean the whole Broadway. Yeah.
The whole Broadway.
There's a street in Chicago that goes all the way to Wisconsin.
And there's 600, one street.
Yeah.
I-95, right?
So
now you've got millions of people going there every day.
Oh, yeah, but we're excluding cars from this.
No, let's not exclude cars.
Then there's Vadai Street.
But we're talking street or we're
every day,
yeah.
Yeah, which streets?
What's the definition?
If you're going to include everything, there's no way Broadway doesn't have that. Between the trains going under it, the
trains, yeah.
Why not?
Under all the time.
If you're going to go down this road,
the whole train.
So
it's
a car.
No, in other words, these achronim, the Beis Ephraim, and these achronim, are learning, it's not a din in the city, it's a din in the street. So any street that has 600,000 will be Rishus HaRabim. A street that doesn't have the 600,000 is not Rishus HaRabim.
The whole street. From the whole one to the end. So even if you have pedestrians walking on the sidewalk.
Rav Moshe held that they have to be within Yud Beis Mil, the 600,000. Others, like I think Rav Feinberg Cohen said, Pashas, it just means the continuation of the street, even if it's more spread out.
Anything that's more foolish to it is considered part of the same street. So then you have Manhattan, it doesn't have to be Broadway. You have Broadway and every street that's connected to Broadway, which effectively means every street in Manhattan.
No, because first you need to have your base. Your base is you have the street that has the 600,000.
Let me ask a question. Did they have that street in the Midbar? And with a place, the one Rishus HaRabim that we vaguely know, the only time that ever existed, according to...
Machaneh Levi'ah.
Everyone went there every day?
Right, so that's why the others disagree and say that it doesn't mean that. That you need just the street... The Shoyal was saying, no, you don't need... You just need the Pshat, like the Midbar. The Machaneh Levi'ah, that street leading up to Moshe Rabbeinu's residence, was Mishamish 600,000, even though you didn't have 600,000 people going to Moshe Rabbeinu every day. But it was, the street serviced the 600,000.
When the Kahal was called, then yes.
Yeah, yeah, but so that's probably the, you know, the Ikar Kula that, you know, people for Shus HaRabim, even though it's, that makes it, so then if you say like that, then you have to explain the Midbar, right? So what's in the Midbar? Was there 600,000 in that any one street that people actually went every day? It's hard to believe. So that's why, that's what Rav Badi told me. And Rav Chaim Oizer and Rav Moshe, they all thought that can't be. Because it's so impractical. Like he said, in the Midbar they didn't have that.
The Shishim Riva on the Midbar was men between 20 and 50. There were
and more.
1.5 or 3 million people there.
Right, right.
So Shishim Riva is not such an astronomical percentage.
It is, considering that, what are they doing? They're crossing.
Yeah, everybody had to go pick up mon every morning.
Right, and most, and they were picking them up where?
Outside the mon, I guess. I don't know. But
they weren't going necessarily down that one street. But that's what, so that's what the Masham held. The Masham held, and like the Beis Ephraim.
Here's a question: Yerushalayim or Shus HaRabim? We have explicit Gemara: Yerushalayim or Shus HaRabim.
Right.
Why?
So you want me to tell you? I never tell you the story. Maybe I said it over last week, but some people were away. Yerushalayim, when they made the Erev in the Bennett Avenue. In Bennett Avenue in Washington Heights. So after they finished the Erev, they invited the Rav who was the koyach behind the Erev, even though he officially didn't want to call himself the Rav HaMachshir, but Lemaisa, that was Rabbi Tzion Vosner, Rav Vosner's son. And he had that he should speak in the shul there in Mount Sinai about the Erev, and then there could be questions and answers. So he got up and said that this Eruv is the Chol Hadeis and Rechule. So I raised my hand. He said, how can it be the Chol Hadeis? If the Gemara says that Yerushalayim, the only reason it was okay, because they had Losses Nulas Malayla, so you don't have Losses Nulas Malayla, so how can it be the Chol Hadeis? That was my question. So he said to me, well, I believe Nemanim Alai Divrei Chazal in the Medrash Rabba in Eicha, that says in the time of the bias, Beis HaMikdash, they gave some exorbitant number don't leave yet.
I heard
So that's how what he said to me. So that in the Hanami, they had 600,000 every day, and we don't. So it reminded me of a story that I heard from our good friend Rabbi Josh Hoffman. That he told me the following. He said that once Rabbi Soloveitchik lived here on the west side at one point. So he said once Rabbi was in the street, I think with his son, and Rabbi Menachem Kasher was like down the block. And Rabbi said to his son, do you see this man? This is the man who matted an Erev in Manhattan based on a medrash. So I was wondering, that's probably the same medrash, Rav Ozna, that they're claiming that, and you know, Rav Aaron was the big loichem in Chicago against the Erev, but he lost, as someone said to me. The medrash was saying, one second, that the Yerushalayim had so many stores and some huge amount, which maybe was a guzma or something like that, but...
We know the size of the ancient Yerushalayim.
Right, so... So that's what he was... Do
you want to give the number of how many people that will be? Because it's not exactly... I don't think anyone would take this literally.
So tell me what it says.
And besides, talking about Bayez Rishon, we know Bayez Sheni was just around.
Okay, say, what does it say?
Ha'ir Abasi Am, Tani Roshmul, Kof Dalet Shplatios, Hayub Yerushalayim, V'chol Plata V'plata Kof Dalet Margolios, V'chol Mavi V'mavi Kof Dalet Shrokim, V'chol Shok V'shok Kof Dalet Shikokim, I don't think anyone in the world takes this letter, this better literally.
Except for
millions of people.
millions?
Well, it's about
try that number again.
So that's what, that just so.
Right. I don't think you're supposed to, anyone would take that literally.
Maybe they dropped the end. That's the only point.
Oh. So there's the tshuva Rav Vozna has here. Supposedly Rav Geli called, you know, when they were splitting the Erev, Rav Geli called his father to complain. He said he doesn't have control over, you know. But now there's a tshuva here on page 12, Rav Shevet Halevi. He has a tshuva to Rav Chaim Elazar Friedman. You know Rav Chaim Elazar Friedman is? Hashishenka would be able to say right away. That's the Tankerov, yeah, Tankerov's son, right. So he's Rav Moshe Bick's son-in-law. Very nice man. So he has a discussion of the Marsham Shita. He says, he quotes here, Rakachas Ayer, Rav Moshe Ayer, Hagod Rav Nasha Klein, came in the Rav Obrim Modei Kars, a car Asmer, Shus HaYachid, and came in Gormim Bekir, Shus Rabin. And then he quotes Rav Moshe argued. So he says, then he quotes the Marsham, whether the Marsham held like this at all. So Rav Vozna points out that this thing, that the Marsham, one of the times that it has this kula, he says, no, fakir. You see, the Marsham didn't hold from this kula, because the only reason why the Marsham said it's not a Rishus HaRabim is because you didn't have Shishim Rebo and you didn't have Tezayin Amma. Mashmad, if you would, the fact that it's a train is not going to be a problem because he didn't hold from this. So he's saying that this whole discussion that bringing the Marsham into it, you look at the Marsham, you'll see that the Marsham did not hold from this. The Chashim Shus HaHefek Muvar B'Tshuvas Marsham. Sham Shalom Hashol Shiyumur Rishus Ram Doraisa Fil B'Zman Hazeh. Hagom Marsham Dal Dut Chosu Mitam Deim Bokim Bo B'Yom Echad. But lulei those reasons, he would say it's a problem because he didn't hold from the Beis Ephraim Yeshua Smalko that he held from the Beis Ephraim that you need Shishim Rebo on the street, but the Shishim Rebo could be even in the cars. Even the car. Rav Moshe has one line, one zog. It's not a. He just says here on page 20. He says like this on page 20. Mashachosav l'hokel mitzad shenosim b'machines. Rav Moshe calls cars machines. That's his way for cars, machines. Shehem reshus la'atzman lo mistar b'klal. So he marks a vek with, the question is, I don't know, lo mistar b'klal, you know, okay, lo mistar b'klal. You know, okay, they thought it was mistar.
That whole deal with
Goshen
Parkway only works if you count the people in the cars.
Right. So Ramosha says he thinks the car thing is Loma Staber Klau. Okay.
To give you two reasons. One, because you have to count the cars. Or two, if you have a blackout and no cars, then people...
No, but they probably won't walk.
Yeah, but that's not going to...
But it happens.
It's true with Rabbi Rolbach.
No.
They when the blackout happens, they won't be walking down the street. The whole reason they're going is because they have a car. They need it to.
I've seen
it. Yeah. Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to show you was here on page... Yeah. On page 14, going over to page... So you have the sefer Mishnas Avram. From who? Rav Avram Price. Rav Avram Aaron Price. From Canada, Toronto. He was the Rav in Toronto. He built the Erev there. Which then Rav Shlomo Miller up. He was working with certain kulas and certain things that not everyone liked. He was a goy noilam, you understand. As a kid, they brought him to the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer was impressed, you know, with him. He said, "You should to learn." as they said, a better price.
He was from America, Canada at the time? Or?
Yeah, he was a Rav in...
As a kid.
No, when he was a kid, he was probably in, you know, by the Avnei Nezer. Then he came to Canada. So he wants to say another vort, or another akula lagabe Rishus HaRabim. So he says here, yeah, it starts on page 16 in the bottom. Ulam. Bafia nias daiti, the bottom right. Bafia nias daiti nir loma dover chadash. The adraba, the zman hazeh, shakol ir, he yosek dola, umruba buchusim, get big cities, tunuas chutzos and matzos gdola ba, eina la shum chashash al rishus haram deraitza. Ki aleinu lodin or chovos hayosir chovos, yesh lem derech rabim, kvish bem, so shtei midrachos v'neim, in the sidewalks, the sidewalks are not, because they're not tazayinama. The aim is called midrachim, midrachim yavur, and you can't have shishim ribo on the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. But you have to count the street in between, right? Hashem b'emtzah bein hamidrachim. As yitzur yavur sham shishim ribo yomerchad. Again, bein hakol yesh tazayinamos. No, afil harbe yosir. So to make Rishus HaRabim, you have to count the sidewalks together with the streets. The pedestrians can't walk there. In other words, you can't just walk in the course in the middle of the street. Right, you have to go across, you know, so you're very... Toronto. Yesha Lavor Ela Bekseh Rechov Alfam Ve'emtzak Kvish V'mokom Mesuman, right? So it crosses. V'mokom Mesuman V'yuchad Lavor Drachon V'rocha Einu Rochav Yosef V'kama Amos Mitzumtzomos, where the pedestrians could walk. In Kain, Eina Kvish Mosul L'Rabim Holkim B'shok Nimuk V'rochovas. Eina Nosim B'kvish Afil Nema Shanosim Bo Shishim Rimu V'chol Yom. And then he goes into the other thing that the cars and the pedestrians don't have free rein, it's very limited. So therefore he feels that the pedestrians, you know, are limited, so they're not going to make it. They technically could, but they're limited. And the cars, they're not limited, but they have another issue. So therefore he machs a vek with the whole din of Rishus HaRabim. So that's the question. Is that
Canada in the winter not only than anybody suggested?
Yeah, so that's what he suggests. Then Rav Moshe has another chiddush. That this, it's interesting, this chiddush only surfaced much later. On page 21 and 22. There's an old tshuva he speaks about, you know, the shishim ribo. Then he comes up with a new chiddush. Okay, and I think I remember when they were talking about the Erev in L.A., they discussed this chiddush, and that is like this. So he says here, yeah, it's on page 22. He says, "When we Rasha." Also from Erevin, right? That was the famous kasha everyone was asking. And Warsaw they made in Warsaw. Avshei krach gadol, fi chashivas krachim gadolim sheberuslan of Poland. Lo yabo shishim ribo bechovos. Says you don't have shishim ribo because he's saying a chiddush that you need shishim ribo in the street. So it's well, the people living there. You need shishim ribo out in the street, even in the cars. That counts. But he says like this, if you have a city that has 3 million people, so then you assume that one out of five is in the street at any given time. So if you have 3 million, so then you have Shishim Ribo in the street. But if you don't have a population of 3 million, then it's not going to be a Rishus HaRabim. Varsha Lohay Sham, so then he says in Varsha they didn't have 3 million. Even half of that. And even if you want to include people who are going through, it's not going to be that amount. Because he holds that you need 600,000 at every, come out every given moment. And therefore, he says, Brooklyn, he says, Ushak Machim, Lohayu Erevin, Okay, cut me here. Malcolm Shadar Barshum Rob Yehudim Sham Lohio Shishim Rebo. But Brooklyn Hakol Chel Kachim Kumo Flapish or Barapak or Dome Rashut Rabbin Bifne Atma. Ish Kolech Al Meshach. In other words, and he also holds you need the 600,000 to be within Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. That's his Kiddush. And therefore, he says, in these places we have. So even though they're spread out, but if you have Shishim Ribo in every place, that's okay. So, but this is a big Kiddush, to make a new shear and make Koveya Halacha based on this new shear of 3 million. Mm-hmm. And that's, they were using this when they were talking about, what's the population in L.A.?
More than 3 million.
Yeah, but
and
right, but maybe in the Yud Beis, but not in Yud Beis
Mil.
So the right, and in Brooklyn,
less than 3 million.
Brooklyn has a population of
it's less than 3 million.
Yeah,
who live there?
All five boroughs together, something like that.
Yeah,
Brooklyn. So it's just fascinating to me that this shear became like something that never was mentioned in the early tshuva.
168,000 for sword estimation.
What? In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
What?
People living there?
Two? Yeah.
2 million.
2.6 million.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
This idea that one out of the five is...
Yeah, that's also I don't know where that is that just the Hashara? Is that just
Ramosh is dealing with an obvious
problem.
How
often does it have to be? You had Woodstock, you had 2 million people in a dorf
right.
for a couple of days once. So does it become Rishus HaRabim forever?
No, so it means on a regular basis.
Ramosh is dealing with the obvious problem of the fact that if we don't hold 20 to 60 males. Then the 600,000 has no basis in the midbar.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone holds two. It has to be 600,000 bane from males between 20 to 60.
Right.
So if that's the case, then that's where he gets he's jumping to trying to calculate what the population would be. Mm.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. To me, to make such a new shear, and be. You know, to me that was a very big Kiddush. In other words, Shishim Ribo, that's in the, that's in the books. The 3 million is a new thing. Hmm. That to have that, but it comes out we have a fascinating. First of all, the machlokes whether you hold from the Yeshua Smalko and the Beis Ephraim, sure about a different Rishus, and the Beis Ephraim's added Kiddush, even if it's not. Or Shus HaYachid, but it's Lamala Miyud, that also doesn't count. So, and Moshe Machsevek for that. He doesn't hold from that. And then you have the Chuvus Marsham, he holds from the base of Ephraim. But as the Tanker Rav points out, he doesn't hold from the, he only holds for part of the base of Ephraim. He doesn't hold from the Shus HaYachid thing. Because he only passes it from being a Shus HaYachid because it wasn't a Zainama. But he doesn't say because it was a Rishus HaYochid. And then Rav Price wants to say it's not a Rishus HaYochid Rabin because the Hiluch, the people can't walk there. So, and then put it together with the... You know, so Rav Moshe thought all these svaras are very weak weak svaras.
It's the Rav Price is similar to Rav Moshe, but take a different, you know, on the numbers and stuff like that.
Meaning
they both see it in terms of hiluch, you know, or Moshe would say there are too many people, and you have to be concerned about the hiluch.
Right.
Rav Price says no. Well, say the other sheet has tried to just exclude people.
Yeah. So Moshe counts everything, but he needs. It'll only work if they're out in the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are interesting, but it's interesting. The Beis Ephraim was the opponent, and he held from this thing.